It really began to intensify, especially late yesterday afternoon through the evening hours. And by midnight and into the early morning, the power of the storm truly reached its zenith. Now, this storm, thankfully, did not really intensify. It was only Category 1 when it came just to the west of the island, but still, it caught that northeast corner of the storm, that right front quadrant, really lashed the coastline with some incredible winds, some pounding rain, some surf that was just unimaginable how big some of these waves happened to be. The island is strewn with broken branches. There are roadways that remain blocked. The causeway that leads out to the airport is still closed this time, and power outages. The 67,000 people that call Bermuda home, two-thirds without power.
We do have over 150 firefighters that are out on the grounds right now that have been working since the call came in at 3:30 yesterday afternoon. Throughout the evening, we've had bulldozers that have been sent out here by Harriman City.
Every year, for years, they set that mountain on fire, and it's never come that close to Harriman, but there's been so many times over 34 years that we have watched and just waited to see fire coming over the ridge and thought we'd get out. And it finally happened. Camp Williams finally did it.
As of yesterday, when the pressure held on the cement plug that was put in by the relief well, we can consider this well dead. Going to go on as long as it takes to get the marshes and the beaches clean. We have detailed plans that we've negotiated with the states and the parishes in Louisiana to determine, if you will, how clean is clean. And in some areas, we're going to stay with this for quite a while. The marsh areas in Barataria Bay, for instance, is down by South Pass, still have oil in them, and we still need to work on it. And some of these places, we're going to just have to negotiate. When we agree there can be nothing further that can be done, then we'll say that's it. But right now, we're still at it.
How do you feel?
Guilty.
What did you do on August 27, 2010, within Clark County, Nevada, that causes you to plead guilty to this offense?
I was in possession, as well as telling the officer that the bag wasn't mine in the purse.
All right. Now, first of all, as to the possession, what did you possess?
Cocaine.